Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Howl's Moving Castle by Diana Wynne Jones, narrated by Jenny Sterlin and directed by Matt Wilson.
Chapter 1, in which Sophie talks to Hats. In the land of Ingerry, where such things as seven-league boots and cloaks of invisibility really exist, it is quite a misfortune to be born the eldest of three. Everyone knows you are the one who will fail first, and worst, if the three of you set out to seek your fortunes. Sophie Hatter was the eldest of three sisters. She was not even the child of a poor woodcutter, which might have given her some chance of success. Her parents were well-to-do and kept a lady's hat shop in the prosperous town of Market Chipping. True, her own mother died when Sophie was 2 years old, and her sister Letty was 1 year old, and their father married his youngest shop assistant, a pretty blonde girl called Fanny. Fanny shortly gave birth to the third sister, Martha. This ought to have made Sophie and Letty into ugly sisters, but in fact, all three girls grew up very pretty indeed, though Letty was the one everyone said was most beautiful. Fanny treated all three girls with the same kindness and did not favour Martha in the least. Mr. Hatter was proud of his three daughters and sent them all to the best school in town. Sophie was the most studious. She read a great deal and very soon realised how little chance she had of an interesting future. It was a disappointment to her, but she was still happy enough.